Reclamation in View, an update from Washington, featuring Commissioner Mike Connor. Presented by the Bureau of Reclamation, managing water in the West.
In carrying out its work to provide water for arid farmlands in the West, Reclamation partners with many state and non-governmental entities to solve sometimes complex environmental challenges. One example is found in California's Central Valley, where the Red Bluff Diversion Dam provides water to more than 150,000 acres of high-value orchards each growing season. Red Bluff was built along the Sacramento River in 1964, but Reclamation Commissioner Mike Connor points out the challenges created by the original design.
The historical operation of that diversion dam has been gates down, back up some water supply so it can flow into a canal so it can be delivered for agricultural needs in Northern California. But closing those gates blocks salmon migration through the river and up to the tributaries where salmon need to spawn and to perpetuate themselves. So over time, there have been restrictions on the operation of that diversion dam, but ultimately got to the point where those restrictions were impacting water supply. And so the Recovery Act project that we're doing right now in Red Bluff is to replace that diversion dam with basically a screen pumping plant on the side of the river. So we can take decommission the diversion dam, have a very state-of-the-art, high-tech pumping system so we can, on the side of the river, make water available for the agricultural community, enhance fish passage year-round in the Sacramento River. And what I would view takes a large amount of investment, but it's a win-win situation. It's better for the environment, better for the fish, and better for the agricultural community.
The commissioner says the Recovery Act provided the key to unlocking the environmental challenge of the Red Bluff project.
It's a very expensive project. It's in excess of $200 million total. The state of California and the water users are sharing a portion of that cost, but there's also a significant portion that the federal government is providing, and it would have been hard to come up with those resources absent the Recovery Act. And it's just absolutely key that we did that, because replacing that diversion dam now has been incorporated as a requirement of an existing biological opinion that was issued by the National Marine Fisheries Service. So it's basically a requirement to keep using water from the Sacramento River that we would have to devise some way to take out that diversion dam. And now we've been able to do it. And so hopefully we had a groundbreaking a couple of months ago. The secretary and the deputy secretary came out for that event as well as myself. And it was good to get the project up and going and hopefully be operational in 2011 at some point in time.
Commissioner Connor says Red Bluff is just one example of the way Reclamation employees work diligently to address environmental challenges in the agency's day-to-day operations. In our next report, how long-term drought conditions keep the nation's eyes on California.
From Washington, this has been Reclamation in View. To suggest future topics, email comments@usbr.gov. Reclamation, managing water in the West.